back. That won't work. I'd still know they're there. Anyway, the glow reflects off the wall. Look, where would I run to? The golem gave this some thought.
I will go and stand in the corridor, Mr. Lipwig, he decided, and began to wade towards the door.
You do that, said Moist. And in the morning, I want you to find my bedroom, okay? Some of the offices still have space near the ceiling. You can move the letters into there.
Mr. Grote does not like the mail to be moved, Mr. Lipwig, the golem rumbled.
Mr. Grote is not the postmaster, Mr. Pump. I am. Good gods, the madness is catching, Moist thought as the glow of the golem's eyes disappeared into the darkness outside. I'm not the postmaster. I'm some poor bastard who's the victim of some stupid experiment. What a place. What a situation. What kind of man would put a known criminal in charge of a major branch of government? Apart from, say, the average voter. He tried to find the angle, the way out, but all the time a conversation kept bouncing off the insides of his brain. Imagine a hole 100 feet deep and full of water. Imagine the darkness. Imagine, at the bottom of the hole, a figure roughly of human shape, turning in that swirling darkness a massive handle once every 8 seconds. Pump. 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 For 240 years. You didn't mind? Moist had asked.
You mean, did I harbour resentment, Mr. Lipwig? But I was doing useful and necessary work. Besides, there was much for me to think about.
At the bottom of 100 feet of dirty water? What the hell did you find to think about?
Pumping, Mr. Lipwig.
And then, the golem said, had come cessation and dim light, a lowering of levels, a locking of chains, movement upwards, emergence into a world of light and colour and other golems. Moist knew something about golems. They used to be baked out of clay thousands of years ago and brought to life by some kind of scroll put inside their heads. And they never wore out, and they worked all the time. You saw them pushing brooms or doing heavy work in timber yards and foundries. Most of them you never saw at all. They made the hidden wheels go round, down in the dark. And that was more or less the limit of his interest in them. They were, almost by definition, honest. But now the golems were freeing themselves. It was the quietest, most socially responsible revolution in history. They were property, and so they saved up and bought themselves. Mr. Pump was buying his freedom by seriously limiting the freedom of Moist. A man could get quite upset about that. Surely that wasn't how freedom was supposed to work. Ye gods, thought Moist, back in the here and now. No wonder Grote sucked cough sweets all the time. The dust in this place would choke you. He rummaged in his pocket and pulled out the diamond-shaped cough lozenge that the old man had given him. It looked harmless enough. 1 minute later, after Mr. Pump had lurched into the room and slapped him heavily on the back, the steaming lozenge was stuck to the wall on the far side of the room, where by morning it had dissolved quite a lot of the plaster. Mr. Grote took a measured spoonful of tincture of rhubarb and cayenne pepper to keep the tubes open, and checked that he still had the dead mole around his neck to ward off any sudden attack of doctors. Everyone knew doctors made you ill. It stood to reason. Nature's remedies were the trick every time, not some hellish potion made of God's knew what. He smacked his lips appreciatively. He'd put fresh sulphur in his socks tonight, too, and he could feel it doing him good. 2 candle lanterns glowed in the velvet, papery darkness of the main sorting office. The light was shining through the outer glass, filled with water so that the candle would go out if it was dropped. It made the lanterns look like the lights of some abyssal fish from the squiddy, iron-hard depths. There was a little glugging noise in the dark. Grote corked his bottle of elixir and got on with business.
"Be the inkwells filled, apprenticed postman Stanley," Grote intoned. "I, Junior Postman Grote, fall to a depth of 1/3 of 1 inch from the top, as per Post Office Counter Regulations, Daily Observances, Rule C-18, said Stanley.
There was a rustle as Grote turned the pages of a huge book on the lectern in front of him.
"Can I see the picture, Mr. Grote?"
Grote smiled. It had become part of the ceremony, and he gave the reply he gave every time.
"Very well. but this is the last time. It's not good to look too often.